This question was raised last night at the nation's talk back session.
How do we cross-fertilize between private and public sector? How do we get somebody the skill set, the good skill set?
That's Ed Clark of Sagicor, who's also head of the Barbados Private Sector Association. He was responding to retired public servant Ellsworth Young.
Is it possible to have a process of selection of leadership in the public service drawn from across the entire society, Dr. Greenidge, instead of recruiting PSS from within the internal labor market, open up the recruitment to the entire economy and beyond to choose the best? Buttressed by the establishment of a public sector training institution, self-contained, that can become a center of excellence for the entire Eastern Caribbean, right? And reinforced by cross-fertilization of executives, the academics from UV and the private sector executives and those from the civil service will be exchanged across those three sectors and civil society, of course, as a way of facilitating cross-fertilization of ideas. So the answer has to lie in the recruitment of the leadership, and it goes with statutory boards as well.
Ed Clark of the Barbados Private Sector Association.
You know, there are a lot of issues. Is it going to be done through a voluntary type transfer and assignment into public enterprises? Or is it going to be done through the employment sector where we seek that those employees out of the private sector into the public sector? The issue you have there is the comparison in pay and what attracts people away from their current job levels into a public sector where the pay is a lot less. You have to be realistic. There is a differential in the head of a utility company in private sector versus the head in the public sector, or the head of an insurance company in the public sector versus the private sector, or whatever. And it has to be equalized. If not, you're not going to get the best. But what happens then is where do we as a private sector come in to participate in truly helping for a period of time? I'm not telling you to do it for a long time, but is there a way that we can help place some of our people into the public sector and vice versa? Those are things that we are discussing at this time. I do agree. I think it's essential if we truly can get cross-fertilization of ideas and passing on of new skills and ideas. The if you want to call it the college of knowledge that you're talking about, with the cross-fertilization of the academia, private and public, I'm not sure how that was going to work. I think the Sagicor KFS School of Business and Management may have been the original. That may have been one of the original thoughts in that area. But I believe it comes about more from trying to place some of our people in the private sector, good young bright people, into the public sector to help. We got to find a way to do it. And how do we pay for it? How do we attract them into these jobs? Because people are still going to want their career progression, so it has to be managed. We're in very early stages of discussions in this, so we're looking and see how we can continue to work this towards a proper resolution.
Ed Clark of the Barbados Private Sector Association from last night's Nation Talk Back session. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.